All right, everyone, welcome back to Creative Vibes. I know we took a long hiatus again. I'm sorry, guys. You know, it's hard to be consistent doing this podcasting thing. I'm not going to lie. I try. I'll jump on other people's podcasts and neglect my own. But I have not forgotten you. You know, what motivated me to get back to this podcast is, you know, just looking back and seeing my podcast has been growing. I have over 1,000 watches so far. You know, that's interesting. 1,000 people have listened. So I am back, and what made me come back is simple. You know, people keep asking me questions, you know, film related questions and animation related questions, but mostly questions about, you know, how to deal with clients and how to manage a shoot or how to write a script or, you know, what's the industry like in this country, or, you know, how do I get my stuff onto to Netflix? And to be honest, most of these questions I don't know the answer to, because if I knew how to get on Netflix, I would be on Netflix. I mean, granted, I know why I'm not on Netflix yet, and I plan to get there someday. But, you know, I definitely understand the landscape in terms of, you know, why Netflix is so hard to get onto. And, you know, we're going to talk about that right now. You know, I think a lot of people need that understanding. Many, many times I hear, oh, yeah, man, I have this film. You know, I just shot this film or just did this animation. And yeah, man, I'm going to put it on Netflix. You know, they make it sound like it's something that you can just, you know, push a button and it go on Netflix. Like how you upload things to YouTube. Like a lot of people think that Netflix is like that. Oh, I just send it my stuff to Netflix and it's going to be on Netflix next week. You know, nope, don't go so. So let me tell you how it go. Right? Let me tell you how it go. I'm going to say, how you know it go? I never get nothing for Netflix yet. That's exactly why I know why you wouldn't get on Netflix. But no, truthfully, I've done a lot of research, and beyond just doing a lot of research, I've talked to people who, you know, from Netflix and people who are agents, or not agents, but aggregates for Netflix. And them give me the rundown, and I've been to a lot of webinars, you know, webinars where you get to listen to a lot of industry experts speak, and they're all saying the same thing. You know, one of the things that they keep saying is, look, Netflix, one time you could have get your stuff on Netflix easily, you know, because Netflix was dying for content. Nobody never really interested in Netflix. And I remember those days, you know, I wish I submitted something to Netflix back then, you know, but I remember those days. Because I used to get emails from Netflix all the time. Yo, would you like to subscribe to Netflix for free for 1 month? Yeah, we'll give you a free subscription for 1 month. You can watch all the films in our catalog. And I thought, well, you know, that not bad. Free, 1 month, we can watch half everything. And I took the subscription out for 1 month. And I saw a lot of old shows on it. And I'm like, oh, well, all right, be an old show. But, you know, I wouldn't mind watching over these shows. Some I watch over a couple of shows, Back to the Future, and can't even remember some other little shows, Godfather, etc. And after a while, I get bored. They had a one and two little new shows on it, but I was like, I'm going to just unsubscribe. And in no time, you know, them email me back and they're like, yo, you want another month free? I'm like, another month free? All right, I guess. Well, no, at first I didn't take it, but then after a while, because I keep badgering you with emails, I said, all right, me take it. And then they notice that, oh, wow, they have some new stuff here, House of Cards, among other things. And I'm like, all right, this Netflix thing, not bad. And like, I stayed with it for a while, actually paid for it, watching it and saying, all right, this is not bad. And then after a while, I unsubscribe again. And then they sent me another email. Hey, you want another month free? And I was like, sure, why not? Especially because I don't remember which show it was, but something was showing on Netflix that I really wanted to watch. So I said, all right, yeah, maybe I go subscribe, and then I'll just unsubscribe after a month. But then on the third time, I discovered, yo, they have way more shows. And this is the thing, people. Because they use that strategy and they got a lot of people on Netflix, and then they started doing a lot of original content, Netflix started making money, and Netflix became the de facto streaming platform. Right now, it's like when people going to go watch something, they don't even say, hey, I'm going to go watch something on my streaming platform. They just go, yeah, I'm going to go watch some Netflix tonight. Right? They're not even watching a specific show, and they just say, I'm going to watch some Netflix tonight. You understand? You're just going to go on Netflix and try to find something to watch. And that's the thing. Netflix has gotten so popular now, it's not easy to get on the platform, right? It's not easy. Now you have to go through agents, people that Netflix trusts, people that are going to filter the content to Netflix, the people that are going to, you know, look at all of the content and go, nope, this is rubbish. Nope, Netflix not going to want that. Nope. Oh, okay, Netflix might be interested in this. Yeah. All right, cool. And so it's harder for you. The amount of times I hear people go, oh, yeah, man, I have a link in a Netflix, you know, yeah, man, I have a connect. Yeah, man, I can get my thing on Netflix, you know. Yeah, man. And it's like, yo, and also it work again, right? That's not how it works again. I've heard this from at least, I'm not exaggerating, at least 50 people have said this to me. And each time they say it, I just kind of laugh inside because I know that they just don't know that it's not that simple anymore. And even among the agents, it's not that simple because they will go to Netflix and they will recommend 10 shows or 20 shows or 30 shows. And Netflix is going to look through them and just take what they want. And they take what they want based on many different criteria. They might look and go, oh, we have too many of this genre. We want some more of that genre. So, yeah. Right? They may look through your slate and go, oh, Christmas films. You know, we need more Christmas films. Yeah, let's take that. Oh, we don't need any more crime dramas, which is not true. Their crime dramas do very well. So, yeah. But, you know, they have some genres that are like, oh, no, we're not taking any more of those right now. Right? We have too many of those. Right? So it's not that easy to get onto Netflix. Right? Yes, you need to make a killer show, you know? Yes, it has to be high quality. Not really. But the bottom line is, look at Netflix's model, their business model. Their business model is literally pegged on subscriptions. Right? So the more people that subscribe to Netflix is the more money they make. Of course, now they're experimenting with advertising. You can pay less money for Netflix, but you're going to have to deal with ads, right? Which is another revenue model that they're going through, you know, because especially after those strikes and people talking about residuals, you need that ad revenue, right? Because you need that revenue that's going to like be bringing in constant money per view. With subscription, it's one flat money. No matter how much times people watch the show, is one flat money. You're not going to get any more money because somebody watched the show five times, right? Than if they watch it once. You're not going to get any more money, right? You're not going to get any more money if somebody watches the entire show as opposed to watching half the show. With ads, you can kind of work that in, right? With ads, you can kind of work in that, you know, all right, the ad revenue, if you run it like a Google, where you spend X amount of money and your ad show for X amount of times. So once people watch up your ad for that amount of time, your money run out. If you run like that, you know, the residuals can run. It's harder for residuals to run with a subscription-based model, right? But the key thing is their model is subscription-based, which means, simply put, if your content isn't driving people to subscribe, or at the very least maintaining their subscribers, then they're not going to be that interested in your show. And I say that because you guys heard me talk about quality earlier, and then I kind of sneakingly said, not really. You'll watch some Nigerian shows. Ooh, that voice sounded like it peaked a while ago. But yeah, you watch some Nigerian shows, and when you look at the quality, you think, but this quality ain't all that. First of all, disclaimer, there are some great Nigerian shows. Great Nollywood movies, excellent quality on Netflix. I myself watch quite a few of them. And the South Africans, oh, wow, their quality is top notch. But occasionally you still have some bad quality Nigerian films on Netflix. Why? Because the subscribers. If the subscribers are fans, the quality doesn't matter as much. The quality still matters because Netflix doesn't want to carry complete and utter crap. But they're not going to miss out on a chance to get more subscribers, right? So that's the key thing. I would say if you want to get Netflix's attention, come with a built-in audience. If you have a following, if you have an audience, maybe your film is based on a book that has a wide audience, something like that, you know, you go to the agents with, and it's hard to know which agents belong, not belong, but are connected with Netflix. I've tried Googling it. It's not that easy. I've tried other methods, but not much luck. But hey, you just, look for an agent. It's the agent's job to try and get you in, and they will know who the right agents are and probably sublet that to another agent. But the fact is, you have to go through an agent. Now, there are aggregators who claim they can do the same thing as agents, and that's not necessarily true. Aggregators are like a lower level of agents, right? That Netflix will allow to pitch a slate of films to them, but they don't have as much priority as agents. At least that's how I understand it. Aggregators basically collect content from all over the place, and they go around just pitching it to everybody: Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, Quelle TV, you name it, right? Whereas agents tend to be kind of dedicated to Netflix, or they're dedicated to a smaller pool of clientele, Netflix possibly being one of them. And they have more direct contact with Netflix. At least that is what I understand from the webinars that I've been to, and from the professionals that I have listened to on platforms like Stage 32. Anyway, I don't know if this was helpful, right? I hope it was helpful for you. I'm not trying to say you can't get on Netflix, right? It's possible. Sorry, ant was on my forearm. It's possible, but I'm going to demonstrate to you how difficult it is. I watched a YouTube video with a director, popular director on Netflix, meaning he has a lot of content. He's from Australia, and he does a lot of sports films, I think. So if you see a sports Australian film, chances are he directed it. He had three movies on Netflix that did very well on Netflix. He wanted to be a direct agent slash distributor to Netflix, and Netflix told him no. They already have their agents they don't want anymore. They have too many already. He insisted, I really would prefer if I was an agent, because it would be easier to get these films to you that rather than going through the long red tape that he has to. They told him no. The next time he came with the film, he pleaded the same argument. They told him no again. And the third time he went, pleaded the same argument. But this time the difference is he decided, you know what? I have a deal for you, Netflix. If you allow me to distribute to you, package it exactly the way you want, hand it in on time, right? If I don't hand it in on time and it's not done to your liking, you can have the film for free. If I do deliver it on time and the way you want, you will make me one of your agents slash distributors. And they took the deal because, hey, this guy's proven. His films do well. And if he doesn't deliver this thing, we get it free. What better deal can you make than that? Because you're going to be making money without spending any money. They took the deal. He delivered it exactly the way they wanted it packaged, be way ahead of time. So they made him an agent. So now he can distribute his own films directly to Netflix. He doesn't have to go through a third party. Now, I tell this story to say, if it was hard for him, imagine how hard it will be for you who don't have a name yet. Right? So that's something to put into perspective. But don't fret. Netflix is not the only game in town. There are others, right? I've been looking at platforms like Quelle TV, and I see where, people have been making money from Quelle TV. Not a whole lot like Netflix money, but still money that they can, put in that bank account and say, yeah, I'm making something, right? Amazon is a great platform. The only problem with Amazon, I don't know if you can directly upload to Amazon anymore. I think I read where you can't. I think you can't upload to Amazon Prime directly, but you can still upload stuff to Amazon. But you can also go through people like FilmHub. FilmHub is an aggregator. So, when you upload your stuff to FilmHub, they look at your stuff and then they decide, where would be the best platform for this? Who do I know that would take this type of content? And they will shop the content around and place you in anywhere that will accept you. And you can get onto Amazon like that pretty easily. But the problem is Amazon is swamped. You get lost in a sea of content. So even though Amazon is very accessible, very well known, it's difficult to get seen. So you have to have a serious marketing campaign around your content if you get it on Amazon. There's Afroland. I'll be honest, I don't know how well Afroland works. It's an AOD advertising on demand platform where basically people watch your content for free and you and Afroland make money from the advertising, you know, revenue, you know, that revenue share. But I know someone on Afroland and I can't say that they've been paid. They've been on it for years now. I should call them up and find out. Did you actually get paid? Have you been paid yet? What's the pay like? But I can't imagine it's much, right? But anyway, I don't want to make Afroland sound bad. I'm just saying there are options, you know. I would explore every option. And don't negate the traditional networks. The traditional networks, you're going to need agents as well. But, you know, your agents might have an easier time with them than with a Netflix at the moment. You know, maybe Lifetime, maybe ABC, CBS, you know. There's nothing wrong with, you know, having your movie on one of those platforms. I know ABC and CBS not really popular for that anymore. Lifetime has a stigma around the movies, but still, imagine if you got your film on Lifetime or you got your film on ABC, you could still say, oh yeah, my movie was bought by ABC, or, you know, my movie is being licensed by Lifetime. It's still a great achievement, you know, and it's still a stepping stone on that road to a Netflix or a Hulu or a HBO Max, a Disney Plus, etc. Right? Still a stepping stone. So don't underestimate it. All right. I'm going to end the podcast here for today. I hope you like the return. I'm going to try and keep these consistent. I got new podcasting equipment. I don't know if you can hear it in the sound quality. But yeah, I think next time I'm probably going to talk about how to deal with difficult clients. And I'm going to make it a part tour. Part one's going to be how to deal with difficult clients. And in that's part one. Part two is going to be about how clients can deal with difficult creatives. Yes, creatives, it goes both ways. Just as much as we get annoyed with the clients get annoyed with us for very good reason as well. Anyway, that's it, folks. I will catch you on the next Creative Vibes.